Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do that.
He does.
I mean,
that's
a Philly guy. That's just part of his deal.
He does it on purpose. But he also brings up good points. I mean, you know, it might even be optimistic to think the 10 wins can get some sort of wild card with as big a hole as they dug. Who knows?
All right, so we'll get to that at 9 o'clock. Should be interesting to hear from Redskins fans on whether they believe the Redskins are done before they even face the New Orleans Saints. But right now, as we do each morning at 7:45, go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. It's presented by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice with our service to help our military veterans. Visit helppurpleheart.com.
Papa.
See, I had a game last night, and Carolina just absolutely smashed the Miami Dolphins 45-21. By the way, the Dolphins in their last three games have been outscored 112-45.
And Adam Gase is so pissed in every press conference.
Brutal. They allowed,
I mean, he just gets so bitter.
548 yards of offense to a Carolina Panthers offense that is mediocre. Traded away Kelvin Benjamin, but Devin Funchess, Cakes mentioned this earlier in the show, found the end zone twice at wide receiver. Jonathan Stewart is coming off a game where he fumbled twice.
Mm-hmm. 110 yards.
110 yards. That's a season high. Again, they amassed 548 yards, and Cam Newton joined three quarterbacks in the history of the game to rush for 4,000 yards. Can you name the other three?
To rush for 4,000? I go Michael Vick has to be one of them.
Steve Young.
Ding, ding.
Randall Cunningham.
Ding.
Yeah. We're silly.
Pretty
We're silly
simple.
NFL minds. That's all.
Those are the three that come to mind.
Yep.
So you've got the Carolina Panthers now at 7-3 atop the wild card standings in the NFC.
By the way, if you go through the NFC schedules, all right, the teams that you're battling against, if you're the Redskins,
right?
I mean, there are a couple teams that you just look at their schedule and go, man, they got a lot of wins. Just take the Detroit Lions, for instance.
Yeah, we were looking at that during the break.
Detroit Lions, think about this, people. They've got the Bears twice. They've got the Buccaneers. They've got the Packers.
The Bengals.
The Bengals and the Ravens. Now, the Bengals and the Ravens are roadies, okay? But and then they've got the Vikings at home.
That sounds dreadful.
In terms of easy
for
them.
Quality of opponent.
Yeah, I mean, they've got five wins now. They got at least the four wins on that schedule. So that gets them to nine.
Now, you could also say the Redskins have a bunch of cream puffs down the stretch, too, which they do.
We do. We do. But I would actually trade ours for that one.
But see, the problem is they're trailing the Lions
right
by a game. So I'm just telling you, you look at some of these teams and you look at their schedules, man, the Skins just have an uphill battle.
Carolina keeps playing the way they're playing. I don't think you can rule out Atlanta at all. And then Detroit, they're going to have a bunch of wins. I don't see how they can get there.
Now, Seattle could be in trouble.
I don't see how they can get ahead of those.
Seattle could be in trouble because, all right, Earl Thomas is expected back this week. They play the Falcons. But they just lost Richard Sherman with the Achilles. And Cam Chancellor, I guess, suffered a stinger. And they don't know if he's going to be available in the game. They played him last year. And the Falcons, Matt Ryan, threw for 355 yards and three touchdowns when they had a healthy secondary.
Now, where was that game? Was that game in Atlanta or was it in Seattle?
So this was in Seattle. How many times? So the Skins being there.
It was in Seattle.
How many games have they lost at home so far this year?
Seattle?
Yeah.
One.
Just the Skins.
Skins game.
Yeah, the Skins, yeah.
Are the Falcons going to get them? Are they going to get.
In Seattle?
It's a big game.
I would find it doubtful. My early lean is.
Definitely think it's doable. But okay.
Seahawks.
Well, if they
you're obviously rooting for the Falcons.
Correct.
Although the Falcons would have six wins.
I know. You can't root for either of those teams.
That game kind of hurts you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a different secondary. You don't have Richard Sherman and you don't have another Legion of Boom member.
And then
they're going to beat the Niners, probably, right?
Who are we talking about?
The Seahawks. They'll beat the Niners. They'll probably, I think they could beat the Jags.
They'll win at least three more games.
And then they have the Cardinals at home.
They got at least three more wins on that schedule.
You guys don't sleep on the Rams because the Redskins beat them and their schedule down the stretch is impossible.
I'm looking at the Rams
easy in the playoffs, division champs. Seattle already beat the Rams, so it's the Seahawks can win the division too.
Okay, I can see the Rams.
Right, but Rams play a brutal schedule. They've played, they think they played the easiest schedule in the NFL so
far. But you think they're only going to get one or two wins down the stretch?
Well, the only ones where they're surefire favorites are going to be the Titans and the Niners. Well, and maybe not even the Titans. The Niners.
I mean, they play the Cardinals. They play the Titans. They play the Niners. They play the Seahawks on the road. That'll be big. And they play the Saints at home. And they play at Minnesota. The game this week is huge.
Yeah, it's a big one.
They end up with three tough ones.
I don't see the Rams being a 1-5 team down the stretch.
No,
I think they're better.
I don't see them collapsing.
Probably not. Big story in the NFL is that six owners have given Jerry Jones a cease and desist warning over his efforts to block Roger Goodell's contract extension. The New York Times reported that Arthur Blank of the Falcons, Clark Hunt of the Chiefs, John Mara, Steve Tisch of the Giants, Robert Kraft of the Patriots, Art Rooney of the Steelers, and Bob McNair of the Texans warned Jones to stop trying to halt the progress of the commissioner's proposed extension. Among the potential punishments that could be issued for Jones if he doesn't stop his efforts are fines, loss of draft picks, and even a suspension. Apparently, he's already facing some consequences for his legal threats against Goodell's new contract.
I read that it was very icy on the field between Jones and Blank before the Cowboys-Falcons game this past weekend.
They didn't really talk.
Yeah, they were not handshaking at the middle of the field.
Well, I mean, I don't think that matters. I mean, didn't Al Davis make a career of just doing whatever he wanted? He didn't care what the rest of the league wanted.
He was a maverick type
of owner.
He
didn't
show
up to the meetings. He wouldn't vote for things. He would sue the league repeatedly. Mm-hmm.
I haven't read up on the story.
Didn't
I've just seen the headlines.
Him.
What is the forfeiture of franchise option? Have you seen that?
I've seen it, but it seems like that's like the nuclear option.
I don't think that.
Can remove him as an owner?
There's no way that they're going to do that.
Is Roger Goodell that important?
I mean, he would fight that.
These owners?
He would fight that tooth and nail. That would be in the courts for years before that happened.
Generally speaking, you
would think Jerry Jones would back off knowing that he's got these penalties looming if he continues to fight it, but there's no way they're going to take the team from him.
Generally speaking, Goodell is just the owner's bitch.
Yes.
And they like having him.
But, you know, and we talked
and
about
he's helped bring a lot of revenue.
The revenue has gone from $7 billion to $15 billion since
he's
been.
Right, that's why they're
pleased. Okay, but I think it's going to take a step back, and I think the owners are concerned about that with the way the ratings are going. Especially this past year.
Yeah.
When they come back to the negotiating table with the networks, they're not going to get the same deals they got back in whatever it was,
probably,
2009,
probably
2010.
Not.
No, but they're going to find other revenue streams. I'm telling you, they're going to find online streams like the Twitters and the Facebooks or
whatever.
They'll
find some.
That's why they play a game in Europe or Mexico every
week. That's why they're on Amazon Prime.
There's a game in Mexico on
Those
Sunday.
Those are six powerful owners that are teaming up against Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
They're not the Nubs owners. Those are the ones you've all heard of, Robert Kraft and Mara and Rooney.
Yeah, Joe, he can't win that. But they're not going to take the team from him.
You mentioned this during the sports page. An already horrific season for the New York Giants reached a low point on Sunday when they allowed the 49ers to win their first game of the year. That led to speculation that Ben McAdoo could be fired this week. But it appears the head coach will ride his sinking ship all the way to the end of the season.
Yeah.
As
it's good for the
John
skins.
Mara and Steve Tisch released a joint statement saying they will not make any significant changes until the season has concluded. Statement is, Ben McAdoo is our head coach and has our support. We're in the midst of an extremely disappointing season. Our performance this year, particularly the past 2 weeks, is inexcusable and frustrating. While we appreciate our fans aren't happy with what has occurred, nobody is more upset than we are. They go on to give him the old seal of approval.
Mara's been loyal. He's not going to fire him now. He's going to give him the whole year. Who are they going to replace him with this
Nobody
year?
At this point.
They got Spagnuolo. Are you going to replace him with Spagnuolo for the last seven games?
By the way, your fantasy nugget of the week is start whatever tight end is facing the Giants. They've allowed a tight end touchdown every single week of the season.
That is a good nugget.
Including this past week, Garrett Celek ripped off a big one against them in that Niners Giants game. Now you're going to start this weekend's guy anyway. Travis Kelce is facing the Giants. He starts every week.
By the way, if you're in a fantasy or a survivor league and you still have the Chiefs available and you're down to, you know, less than 10 people, play the Chiefs.
That's what I'm doing. I'm down to the Nubs. I feel like I have to play them.
Don't try and outsmart yourself and take the Texans or, you know, take these other play the Chiefs.
You're speaking to me and I appreciate it.
Another fantasy
nugget.
Trying to
knock sense into my head.
Real quick fantasy nugget. Devontae Freeman left Sunday's win over the Cowboys with a concussion. Sounds like the head injury could keep him out for multiple weeks, so he's not likely to go against the Seahawks.
Just means if you have Tevin Coleman, of course, you're firing him up with Freeman sidelined.
Man, there are some big games this week.
Washington Wizards have won three games in a row, Jason. They head to Miami next.
What are they, 8-5?
8-5, moving up in the standings.
Man, if they didn't lose to those poopies, they could be 11-2.
Scott Brooks joins us next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.